This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Sure.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Here we go with some news and comments right now. Howdy.
Hi. The latest news out of Utah is not good. A microphone lowered into one of the boreholes picked up no sound. A crude air sample picked up no carbon dioxide, the gas we exhale when we breathe. There is still hope, however. They may have drilled in the wrong spot. The drilling continues. Three people died today in a mine accident near Evansville, Indiana, while trying to replace an air shaft. There was no collapse. Details are still sketchy. They were construction workers.
Only talking about shafts.
The death toll from the Minneapolis bridge collapse is up to 9 with the recovery of 4 more bodies. Other victims are still missing. And in other late-breaking news this afternoon, there's now evidence the Virginia Tech shooter practiced chaining shut campus doors before his massacre in April. Actor Ed Harris is accused of throwing a tantrum at the airport security point in London. There he is. He threw his keys, wallet, and change around the checkpoint. The star of History of Violence was then arrested for trying to carry a knife onto the plane.
God. That's bright, isn't it?
He's wigging out. That's interesting. He looks like the kind of guy that could do that. He's one of these guys, if you ever see him interviewed, he's always kind of like really mellow.
I like him a lot, but that movie, specifically the one that was supposed to be so goddamn violent,
yes,
it was a true letdown.
It was a disappointment.
What was it? It was something
A History of Violence.
A History of Violence, yeah.
But a great role model for bald men.
And former crazy astronaut Lisa Nowak, she of the duct tape and diapers, is asking a judge to remove her electronic ankle bracelet.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Her lawyer argues it's a hardship and interferes with her obligations as,
a
Navy officer.
She's hot.
She is.
In a crazy way.
Yeah.
You mean the astronaut that drove across the country?
Right.
And let's get
haven't seen a recent picture. All I base it on is the mugshot.
I saw a recent picture of her, and she has that Dirty Harry, Crazy Larry, Crazy. What was that movie? There was a movie called
Dirty Larry, Crazy Mary.
Right. And was Peter Fonda in that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're saying she's hot in a
nutty
arrive
way.
Out in the middle at the farmer's house and one of those dirty girls that's been out milking the cows all day wants to have you?
And especially now, at least whatever the clip is that I saw of her being taken from one proceeding to the next,
right.
She looked at the camera and she just said, I wasn't wearing adult diapers.
That's her big concern.
Wanted to clear that up.
As they were taking her from one yellow jumpsuit to another.
I had the rubber mallet. I had the duct tape, but I wasn't wearing adult diapers.
That's right.
No, I did hear her scream, I wasn't wearing them. And then she screamed, it was a box. Just a box of diapers in the car.
Well, why did she have them then?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Why'd she buy them if she didn't want to wear them?
Exactly. She's hot as crazy NASA balls.
That's your little fantasy. I'll take care of you, baby.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay, baby.
You want to fly my rocket, baby? Let's count down. Count down. Get in the capsule.
And, of course, if it was Rob's fantasy, it would be to the moon, Alice.
Get in the cockpit.
We just learned today that Brad Pitt had a day of jury duty this week in a DUI case in Los Angeles.
Why?
And the man who brought us Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune is at death's door. Merv Griffin is reportedly in grave condition with prostate cancer.
Could happen this weekend, fellas. Mervin.
Would you like me to call you?
I hope his houseboy is there to milk his prostate one last time.
This means a lot to me. Any of you guys ever meet him personally?
You were the last to see him alive, weren't you?
That's true.
I believe so.
Of present
Palm
company.
Palm Springs,
California.
After he had played tennis.
And wasn't it right around Christmas?
It was Christmas time.
And didn't you approach him and say, hi, Merv.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And he had a little B.O.
I remember
it
that.
It might have been Christmas Eve, Don.
Wow.
Because, you know, I like to have my Christmas Eves in really Christmassy places, like the mall in Palm Springs.
Oh, I do remember. It was
Christmas
it,
Eve.
It was a Christmas Eve.
Mervin.
You know, he brought us Ainsley Harriet.
He did.
From Great Britain.
Okay.
But he could not. Ainsley Harriet.
Stop it, Rob.
Danny Terrio.
He could not have been more pleasant. He was very, very pleasant, but he smelled like he'd been playing tennis all day.
And wasn't that the story that, he was Danny Terrio's lover?
something like that. He wanted Denny Terry to wear some sort of briefs.
Solid. Was the show Solid Gold or was it Dance Fever? What was it? Disco Fever?
But who can blame him, really?
But it's Merv, and he was a great interviewer.
Merv.
Everything was, fascinating.
So seriously about Merv Griffin, if we could talk about his sexuality for a second.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not that it matters, but I like talking about it. Would he be like a modern-day Liberace?
In what way? What are you talking about?
The health standpoint?
Is he,
not from a health standpoint.
No. Not AIDS. Okay. I mean, is he light in the loafers, and everybody's kind of known it, and they've kind of grandfathered him in on that?
I'll tell you what I think about that. I think no, because I think Merv has played at both sides.
Yeah, and also
throughout his career, hasn't he had the wife and everything?
And towards the end, Liberace really sort of flaunted it and threw it in everybody's face. And Merv always tried to keep it quiet, I think.
And with Merv, I think, I mean, if you're talking purely sexual, you're talking, I think, a bisexual element.
We'll know more soon, I'm sure.
Okay, if that was the case, I would guess that he enjoyed performing sex with a woman. But he enjoyed receiving sex as a man.
Well, in many cases, from what I've read, in those circumstances, that's not necessarily always true. That he enjoys like being with a woman, but he also might enjoy pleasing a man.
You know, Mike Douglas would know, but really? We've lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
How many guys get locked up for that? Right.
For
remember,
what?
Think of American Beauty. Right?
Or
how when he's blackmailing his boss.
The Florida state representative was arrested last week. He's married with
kids for going around asking people if they would let him them.
Oh, like the thing that I did with Matt the Pollock.
Yeah, well,
I went to Hughes and I told Hughes that Matt said, unless you do something to help me become a full-time employee, I'm going to tell everybody how you pushed my head in your lap.
Right, exactly. Right. Or how you asked me to let you do that.
Careful.
It's very hard to think about, especially
when you're
trying to clean it up at the same time.
Gotcha.
In late-breaking sports news, Monster Park in San Francisco today was renamed Bill Walsh Field. The mayor announced this during today's tribute to Walsh there.
You know, and I bet that tribute lasts until the next .com. .com company comes by with their big paycheck. Right.
I think that'll last till the next .com.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sad for Tom Gavin that he lost the naming rights.
That's a shame. It truly is.
Monster Park.
But you're right. I mean, it'll happen because that's what they do. That's what they do when they need money.
Right.
And the Tennessee Titans.
Or it'll be something like Bill Walsh Chick-fil-A Stadium.
Sure.
Yeah, like
and
that.
They'll put an inappropriate name
He'd
on it.
He'd want it
too.
That way.
Really.
The Tennessee Titans have gotten a temporary restraining
Hooters
order.
Hooters Bill Walsh Park. It's been on my brain.
The Titans have gotten a temporary restraining order to keep Adam Pac-Man Jones from his pro wrestling plans while he's suspended from football.
I saw this tool on TV, and it is impossible to describe the level of stupidity that he has. He admits on TV that the night before he had to go see Roger Goodell, or as he referred to him, simply Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
On the night before he was going to go see him about getting into trouble, they said, did you go to a strip club? And he said, well, yeah. And they said, well, come on. And he said, I just went in to get something to eat. Now he's in Manhattan, and there's 8,000 restaurants.
Right.
But that's the one place he goes.
Not a real good choice.
They have the best egg salad.
Then he says, I want to clear up another misconception. I've not been arrested 6 times. I've only been arrested twice.
Then
he says, and this is really what just sets me off, he says, and that thing in Las Vegas, nothing's been proven about that yet. There's a guy in Las Vegas that's paralyzed.
Right.
I saw this guy on Real Sports. Mm-hmm. This was a guy that was a bouncer at the club who got shot in the melee, and Pac-Man, as I like calling him, he doesn't take responsibility for Jack.
So a guy actually got paralyzed in the melee? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
God, that's the kind of stuff that they don't really, doesn't make the headlines.
And Pac-Man Jones is sitting there with the guy who kind of looks like Gary Busey from TNA, whatever that the bad third-tier wrestling thing is.
Right.
And he says, I just want Goodell to know I'm being a good guy, but like if you want me to go in my house and just be depressed, hey, I can't do that.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, dude.
So it's like a total example of a guy that does not get the message.
That's exactly what they want you to do. Go to your house.
Mm-hmm. Chill out.
And be depressed.
Yeah.
Or at least pretend that you're depressed.
Don't you think that would be the advice for people in all areas of celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
If you really are running into constant trouble, don't go anywhere.
Stay home. Don't
You've
go
got
out.
The money. You can have people come over.
And then he said, again, he says, I was only arrested twice. Yeah, I hope and he says, I hope Goodell's watching because I really want to get back by game number 8 this year.
Wow.
So he's kind of like he's copping an attitude with the commissioner?
Totally.
That's a bright move also.
Totally, totally.
Think we'll see him by game 8?
No.
No way.
Hey, when Brooklyn saw its very first twister this week and New York subway tunnels were flooded with rainwater,
why?
Who didn't think at least once about global warming? Real scientists, of course, say you can't really call one or two isolated incidents a trend, but they also say we can expect more of these kinds of freak occurrences.
It's the day after tomorrow.
Kind of. Quoting a climate scientist at NASA, it is fair to ask whether human changes have altered the likelihood of such events. The answer, he says, seems to be yes. Jim Hansen says that as the atmosphere gets warmer and more humid, we're going to see more storms.
What's he going to do with his Muppets?
Jim Hansen?
No, this is Jim Hansen with NASA.
Never mind.
No relation to the Puppet Master.
They must have wasted today 30 minutes of network TV with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira talking to Elmo. The thing that I love the best about it,
Miss Piggy on the other day.
When they went to a wide shot and it's them sitting on the couch and Elmo's behind them, you see a guy crawling on the floor
with the little metal poles,
straining to get his arm up there to move Elmo around.
What is the deal with the arms, like on Kermit and Elmo, where they get the free pass with those metal sticks?
Yeah, I mean,
a puppet's a puppet. You shouldn't be able to see that. You know, that's always about hiding it. But for some reason, you know, you're talking to him like he's a perfectly normal creature, and he's talking to you, and you don't see his mouth, the hand inside of his mouth. But as far as if he wants to make a point with his arm, you can see the other hairy hand come up from the human being.
Jim Henson would have never allowed that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. They were interviewing Miss Piggy the other day, too. It was just so lame. That's when, you know, they've reached the top of the mountain in broadcasting, those wonderful people. But that's when you got to feel sorry for them. They got to sit there and interview Miss Piggy. And Miss Piggy was not on her game. Not by a long shot.
Are any of them on their game? Are any of the Muppets still as reliable as they used to be?
No, not nearly. Not nearly.
Henson died.
Or relatable. But, Jim, also, I noticed with Miss Piggy, her voice doesn't even sound right anymore.
No,
it's not.
It sounds
Frank.
Like Gonzo.
And they treated Elmo like he was a real guest.
Yeah,
right.
They did.
At one point, they said, so what's coming up this year? And he said, well, we've got a bunch of New York Jets coming on the show, and they're showing clips. He says, and then John Mayer came on the show, and also the Black Eyed Peas came on the show. And they're like, that's fantastic. Meanwhile, you see a guy, and it's like the refrigerator repairman, like that Dan Aykroyd thing. You see a guy crawling on the floor while it's going on.
Did the guys that did the voices, like Frank Oz and those great voices that did the Muppets, were they also the guys that controlled the sticks?
Yes, originally, yes.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I want.
I remember seeing when I was a kid a behind the scenes on the Muppet where they showed Frank Oz and up one hand, he had his hand up Miss Piggy's rear.
That's it.
Right.
And up he had another one up the other hand.
Yeah.
Well, I think he did Gonzo.
Multiple. Yeah,
he did a lot of them.
They each had several.
But he's out of it, and is he dead?
No, he's alive. He just doesn't sound right. But I would have to be him doing the actual puppeteering.
Frank Oz stays busy directing movies these days. And, of course, Jim Henson, who was Kermit, is no longer with us.
What is the Frank Oz movie that he had a hand in that was relatively successful?
Had a hand in.
I get it. He did Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, but it was something more current than that, even.
I don't know.
Well, never mind.
He's still voicing Yoda.
I think, really, and because it is Friday, it might have been a Peter North film.
Peter North.
Hold on. Hey, Paula?
I'm not happy.
You know,
Paula Goldstein.
Was a great moment with Elmo today is when there was an awkward pause, and they looked to Elmo, and Elmo said, I thought you might want to throw it to a clip.
Yeah, he's directing.
Yeah, because no one knows what's going on.
Right.
The puppet's running things. A majority of Americans think that the news media is biased, inaccurate, and uncaring. This according to a new poll by the Pew, the Pew Research Center. It didn't used to be that way. The downfall of the news media has happened on my watch over the span of my career. And as much as I'd like to take the credit, the decline... Thank you, Don. It's not my fault.
Not your fault, Buzz.
No.
We interrupt you too much.
That's right. That's what we do.
No, the decline in public opinion about the media seems to have a direct connection to the Internet. The people who mostly get their news online are the people who most dislike our newspapers and networks. 20 years ago, most Americans believed that news organizations got the facts straight and stood up for America. That's what they said in polls back then. Today, Nearly two-thirds of Americans think the news media is politically biased. Over half think they don't stand up for America. 6 out of 10 think they're inaccurate. Or did we get that wrong, too?
Here's a real question for you. What if somebody actually, in this day and age where you can get any information to suit your need from any different source, what if somebody actually came on and said, we're just going to really, no lie, try to just do a fair and balanced show.
Right.
Just present facts. Here's the question. Would you trust anybody these days?
No.
Would you trust anybody on TV?
No, because there always seems to be an agenda. There has been an agenda for so long that there really does. You know, I might trust Charlie Gibson.
Yeah.
I might trust that guy.
I like him.
He seems to be a total throwback to old school, where they were trained to come in there and kind of go, you know, to hell with it.
Yeah, but he's like, but seriously, no one under the age of 25 is going to watch Charlie Gibson.
Yeah.
Right? No one under the age of 35 is going to watch Charlie
Gibson.
But
it's like, you know, you're saying, could somebody do it? But I don't know. It's very difficult to say. And when you have something like the Fox Network that has made money basically taking a political viewpoint, that's scary.
So you'd have to have a company that's willing to say, we would take a hit in our profits, but we're going to put on something that's good.
How soon do you think that'll happen?
Never. Absolutely never.
Right.
I just kind of threw it out there. Yeah. You know, it's Friday. Peter North.
Fair question.
Peter North.
Los Angeles police.
And Paula Goldstein.
Still investigating the sex.
I'm not happy.
I'm sorry, Paula.
The sex assault.
Have a nice time in Shenandoah.
Shenandoah.
They're still investigating the sex assault of the Playboy Mansion. Yesterday I told you.
I'm sorry, your son is not Orthodox.
Paris Hilton.
I'm not happy.
Has a tattoo.
Dave Navarro and Martin Lando were there. Today, we can add to the guest list Nikki Hilton, John Lovitz, Gary Marshall, Crispin Glover, Scott Baio, Jamie Kennedy, and that Milo chick from Hero.
It was Lovitz.
Everybody can suck it.
Or Crispin Glover.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah,
it's always going to have a taint to it.
And finally, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, because they're sponsored by a budget-minded Catholic church, a rehab center for sex offenders wound up being located next to a center for victims of sexual abuse. What could possibly go wrong, you might ask? Well, here's what. In the bathroom at the place for victims, they have a friendly puppet, a comforting companion, proving you're safe here. But last week, officials at the Rape Crisis Center noticed that their puppet had been sexually assaulted.
Why do you favor rape?
Wow. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why?
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Well, on that happy note,
we're out of here. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Have a great and very safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back on Monday. Hey, thank you to Matt the Pollock.
Yeah.
He was a good intern this year.
Yes, rest in peace, Matt.
Bye, ass.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not, Paula. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
What have I always told you?
What?
You can't cut the grass with an automobile.
I don't get it.
I'll explain
it to the car.
Tell me later.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.